President Richard Nixon's trip to China was such a grand drama on the world stage that years later it indeed became an opera. The historical record is much simpler. President Nixon arrived on February 21, 1972, at a time when the two countries were far apart diplomatically. He had only one meeting with Chinese leader Mao Zedong, but near the end of his visit, Mr. Nixon remarked that it was the week that changed the world. Retired diplomat Winston Lord traveled with the president.
Now, usually that's hyperbole and spin and pumping up an occasion. In this case, it was actually true. It really did change the world. We had been at war and totally isolated, the two countries, with one with the most people, the other with the most power. And this logjam was broken.
The two countries disagreed on many issues, but they shared a common concern, the Soviet Union. The late Zhang Hanzhi was Mao's interpreter during Mr. Nixon's visit.
The real threat to China was from the north and its vast border with the Soviet Union. And Chairman Mao would often talk about the millions of Soviet troops along China's border. And while the Soviet Union and the U.S. were rivals, they could frequently find room for compromise. China's relations were tense, both with the Soviet Union and the United States.
Common interest helped the two countries find common ground. And Sino-American relations expanded over the years with the formalizing of diplomatic ties in the late 1970s and the opening of China's economy under former Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping. Brent Scowcroft was Mr. Nixon's military assistant.
It was a narrow bilateral discussion and relationship, but it served to get us used to talking to each other and to get to know each other, and it went very well. But with the collapse of the Cold War and the collapse of the Soviet Union, the glue of that relationship fell apart.
Now, mutual military concerns, human rights, trade, and a host of pressing issues dominate relations between the world's two biggest economies. William Ide, VOA News, Washington.